Joined here by Coach Andrea Dabney of the Milan Boys. They have not played in almost 2 weeks. Two weeks ago, tomorrow, Milan got third place at the Tri Rivers Classic. And it's hard for me to believe, but I guess I haven't reported on any Wildcat results from their coach. It's been a long wait because of the virus. I had to get back on the floor for the boys.
It is. It's just crazy situations, you know, and unfortunately, it kind of hit us. And we were fortunate that it hadn't happened up until this point. So we're kind of getting our guys back here and getting back into the gym and trying to get our legs underneath us now.
Is it just a lot of contact tracing stuff that the guys are dealing with, that they were close to somebody, so they got to sit out for a while?
Yeah, pretty much. That's about it. And so we're just kind of dealing with that and moving on. You know, you can't complain about it. You can't be upset about it. You can't get down about it. You just have to forge ahead and get ready for what we have in store for us here this week.
Well, and I had the same conversation yesterday with the Princeton coaches, where they're dealing with the same thing, where they pretty much called everything off game-wise until January. And you just say at some point you just need to kind of go through it. You hope that you get through the week or two and get all the guys back, and then say, hey, once we get into January, if we stay clean, we're going to have a really busy January schedule.
Right, and that's one thing that, you know, is already kind of started for us. We have a lot of makeup dates already set, and some of those we were fortunate that we got to assign for over break. So hopefully we'll get some games in here over our Christmas break and just kind of get going. And, yeah, the month of January and the month of February, we haven't even talked about any weather delays yet. So things could get pretty crazy, and we could play a lot of games in a row, or we could be off again. You never know. So you just kind of take it for, you know, take it day to day and try to get in as much as you can. And I think it's definitely showed us how much we enjoy even just practicing. So
I know that we can't get into, you know, as specifics at all because of the health department with who's in and who's out. So we just kind of talk in general terms. But are we talking about getting a bunch of guys back and eligible at different times, Coach? Or do you get the two, three, or four guys who you don't have right now kind of all back at the same time?
We should be. Most of our guys will be back here over Christmas break. So we should be good to go as far as that goes, you know, and getting guys, bad thing about it is once you've been out for a little bit, it's going to take you a little bit to get your legs back underneath you, you know, but we're not the only team that's going through this, you know, and it's not any different than, you know, last year we played, almost, up till Christmas break without, Dominic due to a football injury. So it's not anything that's new. I mean, injury always plays into that. And, you know, sometimes you play around the flu and stuff like that too. So this, I mean, kids are kind of used to playing in and out, you know, and rotating lineups in and out. So I think we'll be fine. And we just have to forge ahead.
Hey, you'd rather have the situation now on December the 18th than on February the 18th. This is a lot better scenario.
Definitely. You know, it is what it is, and it's kind of the focal point, it seems like, right now for just about everybody. You know, you look on Twitter and you see games being rescheduled or postponed at the last minute like crazy, and it's an unfortunate thing for kids, but it's also part of what we're going through right now. And, you know, at this point, you just hope that everybody, you know, gets through this and that we don't end up with a lot of kids really sick over the whole deal, and hope that we can just kind of get through this time and try to get back to some normalcy at some point.
Hey, let's talk some actual basketball and not talk about diseases.
That sounds good.
Things. Yeah.
Sounds good.
So next week, and you mentioned this to me off the air, and yeah, I know Macon lost by 4 to a really good Chillicothe team the other night, but yeah, I knew the Macon girls were good, but that boys team that you got to face on a Tuesday night down at their place, by the way, so Milan goes to Macon. They're good.
Definitely. They, in fact, that's what I just happen to be watching right now. They do a good job of getting out in passing lanes. They're really quick. They're really athletic. They pick and choose their moments of when they're going to double you. Offensively, they like to push some pace, like to get up and down the floor. They've got some guys that can take you off the dribble. They're really a tough matchup for us, but it's kind of what we want to do as well. We want to increase, you know, the pace of the game, and we want to get guys out in the open floor, and we want to try to trap you as much as we can in different positions on the floor. So it'll be a good game for us. We're just looking forward to getting back on the floor, but definitely Macon poses a lot of, I mean, we're going to get to see what we're made of. You know, we've not been really pressured in our previous games. So we're going to get to see how we face pressure, that's for sure.
Is one of the strengths of your team, Coach, and I know just guys who can put the ball in the hole specifically, you lost some to graduation there, but do you feel like, do you have right. A lot of bodies you can go to where even where you're shorthanded a little bit, is depth going to be something that you can lean on a little bit this year?
I think so. I think that's one good thing about the last couple weeks is, you know, when we've been able to get a lot of practices in, it has allowed a lot of younger kids to start to understand where they need to be on the floor. And it's allowed me to look at a couple different lineups here and there and kind of maneuver some things around and make some adjustments. You know, I'm not so crazy to realize that sometimes you have to change things for what your lineups have. So we've tried to make a few little changes in here so we can get a few more bodies out on the floor. And you know, where we're kind of missing that big guy, hopefully we can kind of make up for with a little bit of length around the perimeter a little bit more. So that's what we're trying to do, and I think it's working out well for us so far.
Well, and let's look at, you know, next week is Christmas week. We'll get back to these coaches' shows first week of January, and there could be some big games at home that week for the Wildcats. But that week after Christmas, Coach, and we're crossing our fingers, we hope that we don't deal with any more virus issues and things like that, but that trip to Maysville, I've been given that information on sports the last couple of mornings. There are four games, two JV and two varsity. They're full games. They start at 4. It's already a long trip there. From what I've heard, Maysville's improved this year, and your game could be late, so that's going to be a long day and night for the Wildcats.
It is, but my feeling is always over Christmas break, if you can play games instead of practice because you'd be practicing anyway, sometimes it makes for a little bit more excitement. So we're definitely looking forward to it, and it's going to give a lot of kids an opportunity to play that night with, instead of just playing two quarters of JV, we get to play four quarters. And, you know, we have 26 kids out for basketball right now. So we need to get as many minutes on the court as we possibly can. You know, one good thing about all this time is we've had a lot of practice time. The bad thing is kids really start to get tired of playing against each other. So we'll get the opportunity to play against else, and that's what we're looking forward to.
So, yeah, obviously, yeah, Milan and Maysville, that, yeah, for teams that are in the same division and the same conference, that there's a lot of space between the two, but it's not that far hard to find out information about people either. And, yeah, right. Maysville's been a little bit up and down, but it looks like just with their level of play on the scores, they look like they're moving in a good direction this year.
Yeah, that's one good thing, too, about when I was home last week is I got to watch a lot of stuff on Facebook and YouTube, and that's one good thing about this whole virus is everything is live streamed, so you get to see a lot of basketball that normally you wouldn't maybe get a film on or something. So they definitely are much improved. They've got a good mix of size and strength. Got some big kids out there that we're going to have to maneuver around. They defend pretty well, and they look like they're meshing together pretty well for this early in the season.
Then right in to the new year you go, you got the JV playing at 2 o'clock and 3:30, and you got the varsity playing at 2 o'clock and 3:30. This is Saturday, January 2nd at Brookfield. The varsity game is going to be at the high school gym, and it won't be the first time that you've seen Brookfield this year.
Right, and with our new districts coming out, that's a district opponent for us as well. So I imagine both teams are going to be a little bit better, have their legs underneath them a little bit better and a little bit more in sync with each other. So it's going to be at their place. So it's going to be a tough matchup for us. I'm sure they're going to make some adjustments, and we feel fortunate that we came out ahead in the last matchup, and we're going to do everything that we possibly can to make that happen again.
Then the week after that, when we get back to coaches' shows, because I'm sure we won't have an interview on a Friday before we get to these, you got Green City and you got Putnam County, and you got both at your place. I don't know if there's two bigger rivals that the basketball team has at Milan than those two squads.
Right, really close trips, you know, and for them to come in here, and I would like to think that maybe we'll have the opportunity to maybe have some fan support. You know, it's going to be a little bit more quiet than what it normally would be probably with restrictions on fans, but the kids are looking forward to playing each other. You know, they're great rivalries, great communities coming together, and we're looking forward to those opportunities. Both are going to be really tough opponents for us. They're both playing really good basketball right now and pose a lot of threats everywhere on the basketball floor, and it's going to be some good matchups coming up for us here in the future to see what we're made of.
Yeah, before I let you go, Coach, I know most of the tournaments, at least the ones from early December, were very different looking. The Gallatin tournament and right. The Albany tournament specifically. Is the Milan tournament going to run as per normal? There's a chance there might be two gyms utilized, or what might the Milan tournament in mid-January look like at this point?
I know that Mr. Clark has done a great job of trying to go through every possible scenario to set the tournament up to be competitive for kids, yet still provide a safe environment for our fans and stuff. So I think that we're leaning towards right now having it be a seeded tournament and similar to what Skyler did, and just try to space people out. You know, we may have the availability, and that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping for that to be our date for that other gym. So then maybe we have two gyms available. He's done a good job of spacing some games out so we can kind of clear the gym out between games if we would need to. And I think that would provide for a much more competitive environment for the kids that are involved instead of just being able to set up maybe two pools and rotate around at different positions. So hopefully we can get it in as a somewhat regular type of tournament. And I know that's what kids are looking forward to.
Yeah, I ask you every week about that new gym, but it sounds like it's about 95% complete and maybe 3-4 weeks left to go on it.
Yeah, that's what I've been getting in there and getting some tours, and every single time it just gets you a little bit more excited, you know, to see the baskets getting put up and kind of visualizing yourself out there in the middle of the floor and seeing how much bigger it is than the gym that we're currently in, and everything nice and new and shiny and that pretty green stripe around the top. It's going to be a wonderful facility, and I know our kids are going to enjoy playing in it. It's going to be a good place to watch basketball for years to come, and we hope that we can make sure that we have some good teams to put in that great facility, because our community has done a great job of getting this going for us, and it's going to be a great PE facility, too. I joke with Dr. Yoakum all the time. I can't wait to set up pickleball courts all over the floor. It's going to be a great thing for all of our kids, that's for sure.
Yeah, hopefully, Wildcat fans will probably remember, hey, remember when the gym went up? It was right in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. But hopefully, if we make it through 2020, that'll be a reward for the Wildcat fans, a new facility for them.
Yeah, right, definitely. We're definitely looking forward to it.
Hey, yeah, appreciate the time, Coach. Merry Christmas to you and John and the family. We'll talk to you again in the new year.
All right, Merry Christmas, Tom. Take care, bud.